Bruce Wayne is seen nationwide, daily on Fox, ABC, CBS, and independent TV stations across the United States. And now, Bruce and his team of 22 medical doctors, scientists, and fitness experts team up for the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. Join us for the next hour and learn why doctors, physical therapists, dietitians, and a gazillion nurses all use Armageddon Weight Loss. Now, your host and founder of Armageddon Weight Loss, Bruce Wayne.
Welcome to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. I'm your host, Bruce Wayne. My co-host, Jennifer Green, is off today, so I'm doing this all by myself. So quick bit about who I am. I'm the founder and creator of Armageddon Weight Loss DVD program, as seen on TV daily, nationwide, on CBS, ABC, Fox, The CW, Warner Brothers, and affiliate TV stations across the United States. Armageddon Weight Loss is sold nationwide and internationally, including Brazil, India, Canada, and the United Kingdom. I've worked on the bone marrow transplant, lung transplant, and burn and trauma intensive care units at Harvard Medical School Teaching Hospital in Boston. I'm a champion weightlifter with over 30 years of experience in the health and wellness field. My medical and scientific board of advisors comprise of 22 doctors, scientists, fitness experts, and champion athletes. Over 50% of my clients work in the medical field, including numerous doctors, scientists, physical therapists, registered dietitians, and a gazillion nurses. Basically, the people who you typically seek out when you want to get in shape and want to lose weight. They come to us when they personally want to lose weight and get in shape. They also come to us when they want to reduce their cellulite or if they want to learn something new about nutrition science, etc. Plus, my client from right here in Atlanta, Carlos, which was on our show recently, lost over 238 pounds and trained for the 2016 Olympics. In fact, that is more sustained weight loss than any contestant on the Biggest Loser TV show in the entire history of their show. And I'm not talking about dehydration, folks. I'm talking about actual weight loss where he lost the weight, kept it off, and then continued onward to achieve success as a competitive athlete training for the Olympics. Our guest today is registered nurse and nurse educator Mary Pat Vetter. Mary Pat Vetter is a nurse educator and faculty member for Hearst Review in Toledo, Ohio. Hearst Review has helped hundreds of thousands of nursing students to pass the NCLEX state board examination on their first attempt. Registered nurse Mary Pat Vetter has taught advanced medical and surgical nursing courses to numerous nursing students and has been a registered nurse for over 34 years. She's worked in numerous areas of nursing, including adult medical and surgical units and outpatient surgical clinics. Mary Pat Vetter used Armageddon Weight Loss to transform her body. She does not even look like the same person, folks. She also recommended Armageddon Weight Loss to tons of other nursing instructors who also achieved positive outcomes. Mary Pat Vetter, welcome to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Today's show topic, has obesity become the new norm? The diet industry is now structured less to help you achieve your goals and more towards failing and coming back time and time again. Just think of how many times you have gone back to drinking that diet shake, joining that boot camp, or counting those points. Ladies, you know what I'm talking about. Unfortunately, this is a great business model for those in the weight loss fitness industry, but it's not very healthy for you and very expensive at times. I call this process the maze effect. The maze effect, essentially, if you think about a maze, there's always one path that you can go through that takes you from one point of the maze all the way through the maze very easily. Now, I call this the medical and scientific process that you go through that's based on evidence-based science and also has empirical laws of science involved. In other words, empirical laws in science cannot be bent or broken. So you know when you follow that process, it absolutely must deliver you the outcome you're looking for. Now, on the other hand, in the maze, you may have these shorter paths that you take. You know, so when you, I'd call those your cayenne pepper diet, your cabbage diet, your HCG diet. You know, these are, you know, programs that you've tried before, but you know pretty quickly that they don't work because you hit the wall very quickly in that maze. So you know that they don't work. But the most dangerous part in a maze is the one where you've tried a program before and you've gone through and you've had some amount of results, but you never quite followed all the way through to hit that wall. There's a wall there. You just never got there. And so you quit and you start over. You tried again and you start over. You tried again, but you never quite went all the way to hit that wall. So now when you're going through the medical and scientific process, which is what Armageddon Weight Loss is based upon, when you get tired or frustrated and life has beaten you down, you decide, you know what? I don't want to do this. I want to go back to that other way that before that worked. Of course, that other way doesn't really work. It's very limited and you're going to hit that wall. You just don't know that. So here's the biggest danger about that. Based on my observation, I have never had a client who stepped away from the medical and scientific process to go back to what that other path that you hit the wall somewhere down the road. I've never seen someone come back from that. I've never seen a client that's successful after stepping away from the medical and scientific process. They tend to get lost in the wilderness for years and years to come. And perhaps maybe they decide, oh, I don't want to do that kind of work, so I'm just going to go over here and I'm going to bounce from one of those situation to another, to another, to another, but never quite actually coming back over. So there's a real serious danger in actually, getting stuck in the maze. Now, Mary Pat, have you experienced this before?
Absolutely. I think you just described my adult life.
In addition to the maze effect, we also have the rise of plus-size models and the fat acceptance movement that has created new challenges for the medical and scientific community by oftentimes peddling pseudoscience over evidence-based science that actually shows overwhelmingly that being overweight or obese can lead to health consequences, serious health consequences. And then you add to that the fashion industry with plus-size models identified as size 12 through 24, and in many ways have become acceptable. Mary Pat, were you wearing clothes in that size range, and how did it make you feel?
Yeah, I absolutely went up to the lower end of that, but I never liked the way I looked in them. You can buy bigger clothes in more stores, give you more choices, and you see advertisements for plus size, but I never felt good in those, no.
Even Sports Illustrated has jumped on the bandwagon by featuring different size women, including a plus-size model in 2016. While being plus-size alone may not necessarily mean unhealthy, there's an overwhelming scientific amount of evidence that shows that it can lead to detrimental consequences to your health, especially as you age. So, Mary Pat, when you were close to your goal weight, you sent me an image of your team of nursing instructors from Toledo, Ohio, who had all signed up for the Armageddon Weight Loss Program. You were all standing in front of a poster that you all made. It said, "Holy Toledo Batman, the Armageddon Crusades has hit the Toledo area nurses." And you weren't kidding. Since achieving your results, we have had tons of nurses from Toledo, Ohio, including tons of nursing instructors who has taken the Armageddon plunge. When you started the program, did you ever thought you'd get such amazing results, Mary Pat?
No, I didn't, because I really never had any success at any long-term weight loss program before in my adult life, so I really didn't.
When I look at your before and after pictures, you don't even look like the same person.
Yeah, that's right. Changed a lot for the better.
We're going to take a quick break, folks, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with nursing instructor Mary Pat Vetter.
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. To learn more, go to ArmageddonWorld.com.
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. Today's guest is registered nurse Mary Pat Vetter. Mary Pat Vetter is a nurse educator and faculty member for Hearst Review in Toledo, Ohio. Hearst Review has helped hundreds of thousands of nursing students to pass the NCLEX State Board examination on their first attempt. Registered nurse Mary Pat Vetter has taught advanced medical and surgical nursing courses to numerous nursing students and has been a registered nurse for over 34 years. She has worked in numerous areas of nursing, including adult and medical surgical and outpatient surgical clinics. Mary Pat Vetter used Armageddon Weight Loss to transform her body. She doesn't even look like the same person, folks. You can go to Armageddon Weight Loss or ArmageddonWorld.com on our website and check out our amazing pictures. You'll be very shocked. She simply doesn't look like the same human being. She's also recommended Armageddon Weight Loss to tons of her other nursing instructors who have also achieved positive outcomes. Now, today's show topic, has obesity become the new norm? The diet industry is now structured less to help you achieve your goal and more towards failing and coming back time and time again. Just think of how many times you've gone back to drinking that diet shake or joining that boot camp program or counting those points. So, you know, while that's a great model for you know, these companies, it's certainly not a great model towards a healthy process and a healthy body. Now, I was just looking at a recent report in the U.S. News & World Report. Many doctors report they don't have time to talk to patients about weight loss strategies, while others struggle with being overweight themselves and feel uncomfortable broaching the subject with a patient. More important, many doctors simply haven't been trained. And a lot of us don't know exactly what to tell patients, admits Dr. Jennifer Caudill, an osteopathic family physician and assistant professor at Rowan University School of Osteopathic Medicine, New Jersey. You don't get a lot of nutrition training in medical school. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, during obesity-related medical visits, doctors discuss diets and nutrition only a third of the time. Working for many years in the medical field, most of us are aware that a lot of the heavy lifting is dispensed by nurses who must follow through on orders requested by physicians. Mary Pat, did you see a lot of nutrition consult for patients to get comprehensive advice about weight loss and nutrition in your 34 years of practice?
Absolutely not. I have a friend that's an emergency room physician, and we had a conversation about this recently. And I said, how much nutrition training did you get? And he said, we never had a dedicated course in nutrition in medical school. And he still struggles with that. And we were having a conversation about the newest guidelines for eating and what's outdated. And I felt like I was educating him. So that kind of tells the story there. They do not get enough dedicated training to help people.
You know, I was really shocked. I have a lot of doctors who are my clients. I remember one cardiovascular surgeon that we had, and he was about 75 pounds overweight. And I was actually lecturing him and telling him that if you don't change what you're doing, you're going to have a heart attack. I never thought in my life that I'd be the one telling the cardiovascular surgeon that they need to get their act together or they're going to get a heart attack. It's really amazing. You know, according to the U.S. News & World Report, 60% of doctors' visits specifically for obesity, patient received no advice at all. Does that seem unusual to you, Mary Pat?
Not at all. And I think that they tend to want to go with pharmacologic therapies instead of just getting back to basics like the Armageddon program does. You can't pussyfoot around. I think they don't want to hurt people's feelings or something by coming out and saying, if you don't change your lifestyle, you're going to die.
Yeah, those are strong words, and I agree with that. So let's change gear for a second here. Let's discuss your own health and obesity-related struggles. What was it like being overweight, and for how many years were you overweight and out of shape?
Well, I have to say, you know, looking back, I always thought I was overweight. I was never tremendously overweight. I was never 100 pounds overweight. I was always fairly active. With me, it was over the years, three kids, little more weight with each kid, getting busy, just not dedicating myself to all of the parts of the program, and that's why Armageddon helped me so much. For me, I was always a little overweight, and at the end of the day, I started with Armageddon, here I was, probably 40 pounds or more overweight by that time. So it was sort of cumulative over my adult life, I would say.
You know, and that's typical for a lot of people that, you know, it creeps up. It's not like you wake up. It's unusual that you wake up and in just a few weeks the pound comes on. Most people are busy and they tend to neglect it over time. So when you looked in the mirror, how did that make you feel about how you looked?
Oh, I hated it. I mean, looking especially at the abdomen, you know, when you start carrying weight and you start seeing the rolls and you don't look good in clothes. That really bothered me. However, I think what really got me, and it took me years after I recognized this, was looking at my family history of health problems. Congenital, or genetic, you might say, hypertension, diabetes in my parents. My dad died of a sudden cardiac event. I noticed my blood pressure was staying high, and I started seeing those things, and I started asking myself, how do I want to age? How do I want to age in a healthful manner? Now, it still took me a few more years to figure out what I had to do when I joined Armageddon, but that's really what started it for me. It wasn't even the whole appearance thing, although that bothered me. It was really about healthy living as I aged.
And how old are you, if you don't mind me asking you that
I'm going to be 55 in August.
Oh, good Lord. Another card-carrying member of the AARP movement.
I will never join. Anyway.
Were you overweight when you were younger? It doesn't sound like you were. Were you?
Well, I would say, you know, maybe 10 pounds or so, you know. That's all I would say. I was always an active kid, you know, so not extremely, but I think I probably always carried around more than I should have, 10, probably 15, 20 pounds. It was just cumulative in my case.
So you, as you're aging, you know, how has being overweight affected your health? You know, how do you feel? You know, when you were younger, certainly you didn't see that, but you didn't seem to, doesn't sound like it was bothersome as much. But as you begin to age, how did those same amount of pounds and start to pack on a little bit more, how did it affect you?
Well, I think trying to work, be a mom, be a wife, maybe 10-hour shifts, 12-hour shifts, fatigue became a big factor. And just the fatigue and not feeling healthy was the problem over the years. And at different times, I had revelations, you know, like at 39, changing to or turning 40, I had to do something. So I lost some weight on a program, you know, what I'm saying, like you described earlier. And so then I gained it back. And this is kind of how it's gone probably over the last 10 to 15 years.
I call this the round and strong effect also that you add to the maze. So did you ever think you'd get in such good shape?
No, I didn't. But when I started researching the program, and it was funny how I found out about Armageddon. I was given a final exam to my advanced med-surg nursing class, and I was reading the State Board of Nursing's magazine, and there was an ad for Armageddon. And I was like, aha, it sounded like they give assignments. I can do assignments. I'm really good at having to do something and getting it done. I'm very good about that. You know, you tell me that on this day I have to do this, I'm going to do it. And that's what triggered me that day in my final exam to actually sign up for the program.
You know, and part of our program, we make sure there's a lot of structure involved because people need a structured path to get from point A to point B. And when you're using evidence-based science and you're taking people through a scientific process with empirical laws, you can really go step by step through so people actually know what they need to do. And because you're dealing with science, just like math, you know, cause and effect. So if you do X, you get Y. And I think because of that, it's much more motivating to know that as you're doing something, you're actually getting a return on your investment. And I think that helps a lot of our clients. Why do you believe it has become so much more acceptable to be overweight in the United States?
I think that people are afraid of coming out and telling people the cold, hard facts. You're going to hurt their feelings. They're not going to come back to the doctor, this and that. And then, quite frankly, there's probably a financial aspect as well. We can keep selling bigger and bigger clothes. We can make them look better. We can tell people it's okay, when in fact, it is unhealthy, and the long-term effects are great.
Do you see many of your coworkers and other nurses and nursing students struggling with their weight?
Oh, my gosh, yes. In fact, I was doing a little bit of research on this. You know, I've always been concerned about my health. I mean, as a nurse, how can you not? But I think I always took it to heart, but it was difficult for me as well. I've been part of the Harvard University Nurses Health Study since 1989. I actually looked this up. They've been tracking diet and lifestyle for risk factors, particularly for cardiovascular disease, cancer, et cetera. So I've been followed since I was a young person.
Wow.
Well, they have found recently 60% of their respondents, and they have over 230,000 nurses in this study since 1989. 60% are the respondents, nurses, they're all nurses, overweight or obese.
Wow.
Less than 2% do any exercise weekly.
Good
Lord.
We're
an unhealthy bunch.
Wow. Dude, I guess my follow-up question was going to be, do nursing students even have time to focus on their health?
Oh, my gosh, no. My nursing students were the most unhealthy bunch I ever saw. You know, I had multi-races, multi-ages, and I always tried to incorporate, especially they saw me change, right, in the last year. What are you doing? You know, where have you been? You know, and I talked about, I've already been to the gym this morning. And they're like, what? How old are you? You know? And when we would be at clinical, they couldn't keep up with me. I'm like, come on, you're 20 years old. Let's go, you know? And so I think it started having a positive effect, but they really are so stressed. They have no time to put their health first while they're in nursing school. But maybe I gave them a little, like, mirror that said, you have to be healthy at some point. You have to change these things you're doing to be healthy.
You know, how do you see wellness being treated in medical institutions that you've worked in?
Well, several of the big institutions in the Toledo area certainly have wellness type programs. I have insurance through my husband, and he works for a big utility company. And over the years, we've had different things we've had to do. It's interesting. He's had blood work done. It points out, you know, some risks, and he has to do like 3 of 5 things to get a discount on health insurance. Well, this year, they've decided spouses now have to do this. So we sat down last week to do our risk assessment tools, right? And I even found some of the questions are really, especially nutritionally speaking, outdated. You know, they're following old recommendations, and I thought, okay, and they're going to tell me the risk. And then they want to sign me up for a coach, see? And I thought, well, that might be interesting. Maybe I could coach the coach at this point. But, you know, that probably wasn't too good. It's a big business, this wellness. And I was doing a little research on this recently, especially after I did this risk assessment. And I found that it's a $6 billion industry where companies are signing up for other companies to come in and help their employees be healthful. But it doesn't sound like it's working still. We're identifying the risk. We're trying to make people be healthy, but it's not working.
Well, Mary Pat, that's some really powerful words there. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll talk more with nursing instructor Mary Pat Vetter.
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. To learn more, go to ArmageddonWorld.com.
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. I am your host, Bruce Wayne. Our guest today is Mary Pat Vetter, who's a nursing instructor and sits on the faculty of Hearst Review, which is an organization that's responsible for educating and preparing hundreds of thousands of nurses to take the NCLEX state board examination to become a nurse. So, Mary Pat, as you know, Armageddon Weight Loss was created by a team of 22 medical doctors, scientists, fitness experts, and athletes combined, and utilizes evidence-based scientific approaches that are personalized to each individual. After utilizing Armageddon Weight Loss Program to finally get the weight off, what do you think of the current approaches being utilized by numerous medical institutions and corporations to address wellness?
I think they're trying, but the fact is it's not strong enough. It can't motivate people to change these habits. I think that has to come within the person at some point. Really getting real with, what are my risks? How do I want to age healthfully? That's a problem. I think the motivation has to come from within. Nobody can make you do it. And people today don't want to be told what to do. Let's face it. They don't want to be told that they are overweight and in danger. They don't take it to heart. I remember learning at some point that most motivation comes from a crisis in someone's own health or in someone very close to them's health. This is what motivates people to change. But, you know, you can get very close to a crisis, you can have a crisis, and then maybe it's too late to start changing these lifestyle things that you've been doing for so long.
So you believe that their solutions are pretty much one-dimensional or obsolete at this point based on what you've been looking at?
I do. I think they're too one-dimensional. I think we are identifying risk, but we haven't figured out how to motivate a person, because I really feel at some point that has to come from within.
So to reinforce what you're saying, you know, many wellness programs do a good job of doing blood draws to identify health issues associated with obesity. However, once these are identified, the problems, based on my observation and based on what you're saying, do you think that these so-called health coaches have the correct training, or are they utilizing outdated or obsolete solutions?
Well, I really have no idea how they're trained. I can only speak from experience that through my husband's company, it's been a registered nurse that has called me to decide they were going to help me, you know, and they were going to coach me. And I've had conversations in the past when they have tried to coach me, and we've had discussions about hypertension and prediabetes, and I really felt like I was a little more educated than they were. But I really don't know what their training is. But again, they can suggest things, but it's not strong enough. And if the person doesn't really want to change, they're not going to change.
Well, you know, it's interesting because you work, you know, in a health field, and so perhaps maybe some programs might have nurses in there. But as you look at the study that you just cited earlier, where 60% of the nurses are overweight or obese in that study, and only 2% is really doing anything, you know, are nurses really prepared, and are they the best group of individuals to be able to be educating the public about this? Because when we look at solutions, it's a multidisciplinary team of doctors, scientists, and experts that need to come together. And so it can't just be one particular person from one particular field that's, you know, in doing that, you're sort of trivializing the process that's required to deliver the outcome.
Yeah, that's definitely true. But when I talk to them and I see their, you know, eating habits when we're sitting down to lunch, I hear, well, I'm going to go to my doctor and they're going to prescribe a pill or something like that. And it's always that easy way, instead of looking again within themselves, I am unhealthy, I need to do something about it. And it has to be more than a drug, it has to be nutrition, cardio, just what you described, multidimensional. But it's difficult to look at yourself in that way, and it's often a crisis that makes you change. You know, you have to have open heart surgery, have a heart attack, or something happens like that.
You know, as I've said before, when people get sick, most people think of the solution as being a medical and scientific process, you know, one that requires a team of doctors or an army of doctors and researchers to help them get healthy. Most people accept this. However, when it comes to preventive health care, instead of the army of doctors, scientists, and researchers that show up when things go terribly wrong, on the other hand, on the preventive health care side, you typically get a single well-intentioned, often poorly trained personal trainer as the solution. But now it's gotten even worse. They sort of now changed the names of these poorly educated personal trainers and gave them new titles such as life coaches or health coaches. And now most corporate wellness programs have these guys masquerading around as well-educated health experts. You know, the problem is that they're still more or less the same people you saw in the gyms that was not delivering your results. They are using outdated solutions that was taught by them, many times utilizing data three generations gone bad. And what I mean is this: the instructor who taught the instructor who taught the personal trainer was wrong on the data that was provided to that student. In many cases, it's not just your current local personal trainer's fault. They're trying, they just lack the correct information. The results is just a lowered expectation of results. So instead, what you see are employees who are enrolled in corporate wellness programs such as your husband, and they maybe lose 10 pounds or 15 pounds, and maybe they get a few little improvement in their health markers. But what's not happening, they're not really losing that 50 to 100 pounds that they truly need to learn to achieve, you know, long-term success, sustainable results so that they can enjoy their life. What do you think of that, Mary Pat?
It's going the wrong way. You know, lifestyle modification, it's very difficult. Yes, it's companies, I think, want employees to be well, but there's another part of this that we haven't even mentioned. If the employee does not make these changes that the company suggests, let's say they don't have three out of the five things that put them in the healthy category where they get a discount or something, well, now there's financial incentives where they're actually assessing financial penalties on the workers who resist participation, right? So they're moving the cost to the worker. So it seems like then, okay, are they just shifting the cost of this poor health to the worker, or do they really want their workers to be healthy?
Well, also, and you know, the thing is that if you're providing outdated solutions and structures, so you're sort of penalizing the people who may not have the right data to begin with. You know, so have you personally seen a rise in overweight patients?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I have. I took my students to a long-term acute care center for clinical over the last probably about 8 years, and the amount of patients who are obese and younger obese, we're talking in their 50s, that I call them train wrecks, diabetic, amputations, on ventilators, it was unbelievable. The age of these people that were in such poor health.
You know, and in addition to that, obesity, you know, and being overweight is not limited to the individual. It's also harming medical caregivers. According to a survey by the Department of Labor and Bureau of Labor Statistics, there are more than 35,000 back and other injuries among nursing employees every year, severe enough that they have to miss work. Nursing assistants and orderlies each suffer roughly three times as many back injuries and musculoskeletal injuries as construction workers, which is shocking because you never would think this. So, Mary Pat, have you seen a rise in back injuries and other musculoskeletal injuries in your nursing staff or nursing staffs in general?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a problem. You have to move these patients around. And a lot of facilities aren't outfitted with the latest technology where they have maybe lifts in the ceilings of patients' rooms to help move these people who weigh 500 pounds around. A lot of facilities don't have that. So it's just the nursing staff, and they are getting hurt.
So listen up, folks. I don't want to give the audience the idea that this show is all about being overweight and morbidly obese. I recently had one person, a prospective client, and let's call her Karen to protect her identity. And Karen said, I'm not like all your other client, Bruce, who are all on a bunch of medications and who are overweight or obese. I laughed because Karen was 35 pounds overweight, out of shape, and had expressed that she was not happy with the way she looked and wanted to get toned, get fit, and healthy. Yet she also expressed, is what you're saying, Mary Pat, she was too busy to take action. She said it was not that important to her right now. And before the fat acceptance movement encourages Karen to accept the way she is right now, my response is, shouldn't people take steps with urgency before they get on any medication to try to prevent themselves from going in the wrong direction? We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with nurse educator Mary Pat Vetter.
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. To learn more, go to ArmageddonWorld.com.
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. I am your host, Bruce Wayne. My guest today is Mary Pat Vetter, nursing educator who actually is a faculty member at Hearst Review, which is a national organization that has educated hundreds and thousands of nurses and prepared them to take the NCLEX state board examination. So Mary Pat, earlier we were talking about a client of mine by the name of Karen, who was 35 pounds overweight, but it expressed that, hey, you know what, she wanted to get in shape and become healthy, but she's certainly not ready to do that right now. It was not that important to her. And, you know, my response is that shouldn't people take step with urgency before they get on any medication to try to prevent themselves from going in the wrong direction? So what are your thoughts, Mary Pat?
Well, again, I think it comes to personal motivation. You would think that absolutely would be the case, that they have a problem. The doctor says, hey, you don't lose weight. We're going to have to start you on the antihypertensive medication. It's going to affect you in this way, blah, blah, blah. And yet they still don't want to take the steps. I'm too busy. I'm too stressed. It's very characteristic. And I think it goes back to finding that motivation within.
You know, what's interesting is that she said that her doctor told her that he wished all his patients were as healthy as she was. And I was speaking to my sister, who's also a registered nurse, and she said, if you're going in the right direction, it's important to not get complacent or distracted and end up going in the wrong direction in a very short period of time. So according to the Office of Surgeon General, as weight increases, so does the risk for death, especially in adult age 30 to 64. So just for the record, remember, Karen was 35 pounds overweight. Now here's some scientific data to compare where Karen is. Just 10 to 20 extra pounds increases the risk of dying from heart disease and developing diabetes. That is less than the 35 pounds that Karen is currently overweight by. Women who gain more than 20 pounds after age 18 doubled their risk for postmenopausal breast cancer. The Surgeon General said, for every 2 pounds increase in weight, the risk of developing arthritis is increased by 9 to 13%. Gain an 11 to 18 pounds boosts the risk of developing type 2 diabetes to twice that of a person who has gained weight, said the Surgeon General. So less than the 35 pounds of extra weight that Karen was carrying around. In fact, more than 80% of the people with type 2 diabetes are actually overweight or obese. So if Karen keeps going in the direction, she's going to seriously have some problems in a few years to come. So let's bring the conversation closer to home. Let's make this personal. Ladies and men, listen up. When you're heavier, as you age, it makes you look older. Let's face it, just stand in front of the mirror and have an honest moment. Take your clothes off. Now ask yourself, did that 10 pounds of weight gain make you look better? How do you feel? Look at your face. Look at that new bulge in your stomach, or that new ripple of cellulite, or that extra layer of muffin top or back fat. Look at your thighs. Mary Pat, was any of these acceptable to you?
No, I didn't like it at all.
You know, how did the weight creep up? Did you notice it right away?
No, I think, you know, it was just over time. In fact, people were shocked when they noticed me losing weight, and maybe some even said, how much have you lost? And I might have even said what I started at. People couldn't believe it. Oh, you couldn't possibly have weighed that. And then you lose some. Oh, don't lose any more. You're going to be too skinny. I mean, this is what you get, even though truly I needed to lose more, you know, based on what you had calculated for my height, et cetera. So it's interesting how people respond that way.
You know, so to all my listeners, what if you could change this? Honestly, what if you can get rid of that extra bulge or lose those love handles or significantly reduce the cellulite on your legs and butt so you can feel comfortable in a pair of shorts or finally wear that swimsuit? I mean, go to our website and look at Cindy's picture of her amazingly unsightly cellulite. I mean, it's some of the worst I've ever seen. Take a look at how shocking her transformation is. Or take a look at Corey's picture. Her cellulite is gone and she now has six-pack abs. You may want to listen to her previous radio show that we have our podcast is on our website, and you can listen to Corey as she talks about, you know, her journey as well to her six-pack abs and her absolutely perfect butt. Now, I know not everyone wants six-pack abs, but what if you could improve your body and your health? What if you could get that great body you've had before or even let it look better? And without a bunch of drugs and supplements, no supplements or drugs are required for our program. So, Mary Pat, for each milestone of weight loss and fitness that you reached, how did it make you feel?
I felt great. I felt more energized. I felt younger.
Yes, I think that's the part that I think a lot of people, I see them wasting a lot of money on creams and lotions and, you know, going to the spa. And I'm thinking, look, just get in shape, you know, get healthy, lose some weight. It's amazing how corrective that is. So, you know, Mary Pat, I've often seen the fat acceptance movement comparing a morbidly obese person or an overweight person to someone who's clearly underweight or anorexic or looks unhealthy. I've seen this comparison presented in numerous articles as so-called supported research. However, my thought is this is a very false choice. A fair comparison should be comparing a fit, athletic person to a morbidly obese or overweight person. What do you think, Mary Pat?
Well, it definitely should be overweight or obese compared to fit. Fit is where it's at, looking fit. And that was one of the greatest compliments that I got from people who hadn't seen me, you know, in 6 or 8 months. You look fit. And I was like, all right, that's where I want to be. I want to be fit and healthy.
Yeah, because my point is, how many fit, healthy people do you see getting diabetes or heart attacks? I'm sure there's probably a small percentage based on genetic issues, but I'm sure there are far fewer fit people getting diabetes, heart disease, cancers, and are keeling over. Do you see a volume of people, of fit people coming into the door at the hospital that are dropping dead from heart disease?
No, that would definitely be the minority. The majority are the obese, unfit that are having the problems.
You know, plus so many people spend hundreds of dollars on creams and lotion that I've said before, and all they need to do is to just, you know, go in the gym and get in shape and get it done and look healthy. You know, our clients look awesome. We have helped our clients get rid of cellulite, build perfect butts, arms, improve their endurance, lower, you know, looking younger, get off a ton of medication. Mary Pat, when I look at your picture, you're unrecognizable. from your before and after pictures. What are your friends saying about you?
Well, I certainly get lots of compliments. Some people say things like, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. You look great. Some people say, oh, don't lose any more weight. But what I really like is when they say, you look fit. And they say, you can't possibly be almost 55. That's the best.
So you see, we actually achieved the outcome. You look fit, you look healthy, and you look younger without any creams or drugs, folks. You know, I believe that preventive healthcare is being trivialized by many in the weight loss fitness industry. I saw one research study that stated that 55% of nurses and 53% of doctors are overweight or obese. And of course, Mary Pat has upped the ante today by giving us some Harvard, review that's been done over multiple years that show that over 60% of nurses are actually overweight or obese. And, you know, as you listened early in the show, it's really shocking. So we've had so much of what I call reactive care medicine. Armies of doctors and scientists when things go terribly wrong or shows up. And plus, you know, like I've said before in the past, you have the prayer vigil. You know, that's all the family members that show up when things go terribly wrong, praying for you to get well. Here's my question. Shouldn't these people all show up on the front end proactively to help you stay healthy? Plus, in some cases, if your illness is very serious, many people have had to mortgage their homes, spent all their life savings, go bankrupt, and then still, if you survive, you might be a burden to your family who now are forced to take care of you. If we're willing to spend this much when things go terribly wrong, how about for a change that we stop trivializing preventative healthcare? Stop going to the gym to do unscientific round and strong workout. And as I've expressed before, round and strong workouts are when you're doing all these crazy exercise moves and yeah, you're getting stronger, but maybe some of your health markers go down a little bit, but more or less, you're just still round. You just got stronger. And you can listen to one of our radio shows with Corey and Colette where we talked about round and strong in much more detail. So instead of the army of doctors and family members showing up after the fact, how about for a change that we have everybody show up on the front end? Get the doctors, the team of doctors and scientists and experts to show up on the front end. Get your family members to show up on the front end. Proactively invest in your health ahead of time, up front. Okay, that's what Armageddon Weight Loss is all about. You know, if you just invest a little bit of your money up front and a little bit of your time up front to a medical and scientific process, you're more likely to get serious, sustainable results, and you can avoid the army of doctors and scientists. Now you can just go in and have them check your markers and tell you great stuff about yourself and give you some guidelines so you can continue to prevent yourself from getting into those serious situations. So let's change gears quickly here. So Mary Pat, what makes Armageddon Weight Loss different?
It's multidimensional, and if you follow the program, you will lose weight, and you will lose it consistently, and you'll look great.
How was the coaching?
I needed the coaching, and you were my coach, Bruce. You know I needed the coaching. When you told me you were going to be my coach, I thought, uh-oh, I really got to do this, and I have to do it right. So it really helped me.
Yes, accountability is a big part of it, especially if you know what you're doing, and I know a couple things about weight loss and fitness. So did you feel like your program was personalized to you?
Absolutely. And another thing that I was concerned about at my age, so when I started, I was like 53 and a half or something, and you were always concerned about injury. And I had done some of these other programs with high-intensity stuff, and my hips would kill or my knee would start, and I never got injured on the program. I might have had muscle soreness, but I thought that that was really important.
Well, you know, as you get older, most people have a bad back or a bad knee or a bad shoulder, et cetera. And so we take into account that, you know, when we're actually taking clients through the program. So what are some of the other programs that you tried in the past?
Oh, what didn't I try? I mean, I had books, right? Low carb. I did the HCG. I did some national dietary things like, I don't know, am I allowed to say Weight Watchers, Jenny Craig. I did them all probably in the last 20 years.
And why do you think you failed?
I think because they were mostly one-dimensional, mostly diet-focused. And the Armageddon program says if you do all of this concurrently, you're going to be fit and you're going to lose weight. And that is the truth.
As a nurse and educator who has taught thousands of nurses over the years, what do you think of Armageddon Weight Loss program being developed by a team of medical and scientific board of advisors and experts?
Well, I think it's important that all of these experts obviously know their area and can contribute. We already said doctors by themselves, they might know the pathophysiology, but they might not know the nutrition. So that, again, all of these people together comes up with a program that works.
You know, and I think that's part of the issue is that you always have a one-dimensional situation where you go to the doctor and the doctor is expected to know everything, or there's just a doctor and a dietitian, or there's just a trainer. And, you know, when you just have these one-dimensional situations, you're less likely to get your results because the human body's multidisciplinary, so you need a multidisciplinary team. Do you believe we utilize evidence-based science, and was the science sound and easy to follow?
Yes, the program was outlined very well for me.
And did you learn how to eat healthy?
Yes, I did, through the written information, and it really made me start looking around for better recipes that I shared with my family, changing things for all of us.
And, you know, were you eating real food here, or was it some sort of a fancy prepackaged meals or some sort of a fancy thing you need to go to some all over the globe trying to get the pieces together?
No, absolutely. Real food. And that's what I tell people. Cook real food.
And what advice do you give to those who are doing some other one-dimensional programs or boot camp or the latest diet shake, et cetera?
Well, to look at a program like Armageddon, where it's multi-dimensional and you can get to the point of health that you really want to be.
And what do you think of some of the new diet drugs that they have on the market? They seem to be pretty popular these days.
Oh, they are a quick fix, but many of them have, you know, terrible side effects. And it's, again, not sustainable in most cases if you don't change your lifestyle.
You know, I had a woman who called in and said she had been trying for many years to lose weight, but could not figure out how to achieve her results. She was a college professor. I told her that part of moving forward was to empty her cup and to set aside the other program she was doing so she could stay focused on a more personalized strategic design program for her. She said she was not willing to give up the program she had. She just wanted to supplement our program with the other program she was doing, the one that was not delivering the results she was looking for. It's sort of like mixing science with voodoo. I've seen this so many times. Folks, sometimes the biggest problem that we see is people not being able to get out of their own way. As the great martial artist Bruce Lee says, to learn you must empty your cup. So listen up, folks. If you're using a program for quite some time and you've not achieved the results you're looking for, or you have a personal trainer or involved in a program that is making you round and strong, which means you're getting stronger, but you're not really losing weight and your symmetry's not really changing, not significantly anyway, you need to give Armageddon Weight Loss a try. No drugs are required, no supplements are required, and your program is personalized based on your objective. So go to our website, look at our clients, both before and after pictures, stories, and video testimonials. Listen to some of our previous radio shows of successful clients from all walks of life who have used our program. Numerous medical professionals, doctors, scientists, physical therapists, registered dietitian, and a gazillion nurses, including our guest today, nurse and educator Mary Pat Vetter. Ask yourself, why are all these people from the medical field using our program and recommending our program to their patients? Part of the reason is because our medical and scientific board of advisors who helped to develop Armageddon Weight Loss includes 4 neuroscientists, 2 psychologists, 2 physicists, a biochemist, a health chemist, an endocrinology doctor, an OBGYN doctor, gastroenterologist, physical therapist, registered dietitian, champion athletes, and more people than I can list right now who are a part of our team. And over 50% of our clients work in the medical field. Numerous medical doctors, scientists, fitness experts, and like I said, a gazillion nurses. In addition, if you'd like for me to come and speak at your company event to motivate or to discuss how we can develop a scientific-based wellness program utilizing doc science-based principles, please reach out to us at armageddonworld.com. That's armageddonworld.com. Just Google Armageddon Weight Loss. It's a blue website. When you get there, you'll know you're there because you'll see people, everyday people with amazing results, and you'll see what results should really look like when it's done correctly. Thank you for joining me for the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. Until next time, I'm your host, Bruce Wayne.
You've been listening to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show with Bruce Wayne. To learn more, go to ArmageddonWorld.com.